Gundanga B. Simyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. Happy Philippine Independence Day to all those Filipinos out there. It is the 124th celebration of Philippine independence. And because of that, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this comes from Rappler. The Philippines on Sunday, June 12th, celebrated its 124th Independence Day, a few days before Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., the dictator's son, ascends to power and the last under outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte. The 124th Independence Day marks the first celebration since 1986 that the country would witness the Marcoses return to Malacañang. Marcos, the only son of the late tyrant Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos, will sit as the country's 17th president on June 30th after a landslide victory in the May 2022 election. As the Congress and Senate described it, Marcos is the first majority president to be elected in recent memory. He garnered over 31 million votes, way ahead of his closest rival, Vice President Lenny Robredo, who only received over 15 million votes. This year's is also the last under Duterte, a close ally of Marcos's. Duterte's president was marred with controversies for his close ties with China, a bloody drug war, and by even allowing the late dictator to be buried in the Libangan ng Mga Bayani. The 1986 ETSA People Power Revolution toppled down the dictatorship of Marcos, which lasted for over 10 years. Under the Marcos's regime, Independence Day was celebrated with the presidential speeches and usual ceremonies during the public holiday. In every speech of the late dictator during Independence Day since 1973 until the end of his dictatorship, Marcos would inject nationalistic sentiments in his speeches despite his dictatorial rule. Marcos would reiterate that the country was free. The same nationalistic themes were used by his son during the campaign period. The sentiments were mouthed by the dictator's son in most of his speeches. We will take the Philippines not to where it was before, but to bring our beloved country to greater heights so we can face the whole world and we can say again, shout to everyone that I am a Filipino and proud. Marcos Jr. also stuck with his message of unity all throughout his campaign. In his proclamation rally, he even mentioned the Filipinos word for unity 21 times. After World War II, the American colonizers granted Philippine independence on July 4th, 1946. June 12th, 1898 was the day when the first Philippine Republic, led by the country's first president, Emilio Aguinaldo, ratified the Acta de la Proclamación de Independencia del Pueblo Filipino, or the Proclamation of Philippine Independence. In 1962, President Trisando Macapagal signed the Proclamation Number 28-S-1962, which moved the official date of the Independence Day from July 4th to June 12th. Macapagal cited Aguinaldo's establishment of the First Republic. The date was formalized after the Congress passed the Republic Act 4166 in 1964. And for right now, we are going to play a classic Filipino patriotic song, and that is the song Ako Ay Filipino, I Am Filipino, performed by Ku Ledesma.
Hey. sa aking puso at hikain kay kanda sa Pilipinas na aking bayan, lantay na perlas ng silanganan, wari na tipo ng kayamanan ng may kapal. Ika'y sa'king talino sa mabuti lang laan, sa aking katutubo ang maging
once again, that was Ku Ladesma with her interpretation of Ako Ay Pilipino. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI 90.3 FM. Also can be heard online at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. And now, back to the news desk. I just want to be a guy that really impacts winning, says Ron Harper Jr., the son of Maria Pizarro, who has Filipino roots and the namesake of his father and former Chicago Bull legend. Flying under the radar has always been linked to Ron Harper Jr., young basketball career. The son of NBA legend Ron Harper and Maria Pizarro, who has Filipino roots, wasn't highly recruited college player before deciding to play at Rutgers University, where he helped the school to two straight NCAA tournament appearances. Although he was invited to the recent NBA combine in Chicago and projected to be picked in the second round of the 2022 NBA draft, most of the Philippine hype has swirled around 7'3" Filipino prospect Kai Soto and Remy Martin, another American with Filipino roots who won the U.S. NCAA Division I crown with the Kansas Jayhawks last April. Listed as 6'5" small forward, Harper likes to model his game to current Miami Heat player P.J. Tucker. And reports say he has impressed scouts in two scrimmages that he's played in the NBA Combine. I feel like my abilities to space the floor is going to really translate my ability to defend, to rebound, and I feel I was able to showcase that throughout these two games, he said. I know it's only a sample size. It doesn't make or break the draft process. I feel like I did what I wanted to do, which is to go 2-0 with my team Ehrman. Harper said his father, who won three NBA championships with Michael Jordan and the famed Chicago Bulls in the 90s, has given him a lot of advice throughout the draft process. He just tells me to soak it all in, he said. Watching him, everybody says great things about him, how he's just a winner and impacts winning, Harper said of his father. I wanted to go into the league. I wanted people to think the same thing about me, whether in the G League or the NBA. I just want to be a guy that really impacts winning and that takes on any role the team needs. Aside from his dad, sports is in his mother's side, with his mom Maria playing Division I hoops at the University of New Orleans. His maternal grandfather, Manuel, played in the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico for the Philippines. He carries the name of his father, who had a stellar 15-year career with stops with the Los Angeles Clippers, Cleveland Cavaliers, Chicago Bulls, and Los Angeles Lakers. Admittedly, he knows the heavy load that he carries with his name, recalling that he was just 2 years old when his dad retired and doesn't have any recollection of his father's playing career. His dad's video highlights were just some of the things that he relished as he was learning. He was very athletic, especially in his early days, before he blew his knee out. I remember he was a bucket, he said. He was athletic. He was flying all around the court. He's a fun player to watch. Having played with the Chicago Bulls and LA Lakers and win 5 championships, that doesn't come easy, the young Harper added. That championship culture is something I strive to bring to any team in the next level and to any team inside the locker room. That championship culture was also one thing he saw in the documentary The Last Dance, which chronicled the championships of the Chicago Bulls in 1997 through 1998 season, and where his father played an integral part. Come on, man. It was during COVID. I had to watch The Last Dance with my dad. I was getting all early episodes sent to him, so I was getting a head start on all the episodes before everybody else. I definitely tuned into that, said Harper. It was funny, you know. I feel like I heard every story in the world from my dad about those days of him with the Bulls in The Last Dance. It kind of took you to a deep understanding about it. You heard the same stories from different dudes, and I heard some new stories, so I enjoyed it a lot. Right now, we are going to head over to our second patriotic feel type of song. It's a much more current song. It's from the group Orange and Lemons, and the name of this song is Pinoy Ako.
Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. laging nakikibagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili, ano man sa'yo'y mangyayari. Ang lagi mong iisipin, kayang-kayang gawin. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa mundo kung ano.
And once again, that was Orange and Lemons with Pinoy Ako. And we're going to head back to the news desk for one last article for the evening. Add Remy Martin to the NBA aspirants with the Filipino heritage, hoping to get his name called during the draft night on June 23rd in Brooklyn. Martin, who was fresh from a championship with the Kansas Jayhawks in the NCAA this year, worked out with the Los Angeles Lakers last Monday. And looks like it was a dream come true for Remy Martin, who grew up in the Los Angeles area. So for him to be able to work out with his hometown team was something very meaningful to him. In regards to some other news and from the basketball world, the Los Angeles Lakers recently hired Darvin Ham as their head coach. And Darvin Ham, during one point of his long career, actually spent time in the Philippines playing for the team known as the Talking Techs, Tropang Texters, which is now known as the TNT Tropang Giga. The ironic part about Darvin Ham was a former slam dunk champion, an assistant coach most recently with the former defending champion, the Milwaukee Bucks. But the Minnesota Timberwolves recently hired Dell Demps, who was formerly the GM for the New Orleans Pelicans, but had served some time last year as an assistant coach of the Utah Jazz, who ironically has a player on their team, Jordan Clarkson, who is of Filipino descent on their team. And to even bring it back to a Minnesota tie, the person that Dell Demps replaced on the 7-Up Uncolas was legendary Golden Gopher Melvin Newborn. But for right now, we are going to head over to our next song. It is from the legendary Lea Salonga, and this is her song, her interpretation of Bayan Ko.
Halina.
ka na sadlak sa dusa.
Leas Langa with Bayan Ko. And we do have some time to get into some local community announcements. On Tuesday, the 14th of June, J.R. de Guzman, who was a recent guest on the Filipino American National News, will be performing at the Assembly at the Women's Club. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show begins at 7. Refer to the Minneapolis Comedy Festival.com for more information in regards to that performance. On July the 15th through July the 16th, the 16th Annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational will be taking place. There are divisions for open 40+ and the inaugural 6 feet and under. For more information in regards to that, you can either contact Boo Dava at 763-528-5768, or you can message the FMA Basketball Invitational group on Facebook. And our last community announcement for the evening is from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans and their annual Philippine Day celebration, which is normally celebrated between late March and early April, will be taking place on Sunday, June the 17th. And that will be from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact csfamn.org. And right now, we're going to end the show with one last song. And it's from the artist by the name of Jamara. And the name of this song is Mahal Kong Pilipinas. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Mahal kong Pilipinas, mahal mo ba ako? Malapit nang mabutas ang tsinelas, pero mahirap pa rin tayo. Walang makain, walang tirahan, ang hirap umanap ng pagkakitaan. Bakit ganito? Bakit? Oh, mahal kong Pilipinas, mahal mo ba ako? Malapit ang mabutas ang tsinelas, pero mahirap pa rin tayo. Walang makain, walang tirahan, ang hirap humanap ng pagkakitaan. Bakit ganito? Bakit?
Parang trapo na itsura ko. Kakatrabaho pa na isugat sa kamay at makapal na mga kalyo. Ang kaso'y tila pa di makadama ng makaluwag tila. Ako ay lumulumad ng medisinong walang visa na pagkadalang pa makakuha ng kahit ano na galing sa tao ng mga tau-tauhan nyo. Oo! Ang dami namin dito! Araw-araw na iniisip kung paano, pero parang imposible ang lahat ng plano. Pagkabayad ko sa utang-utang ng panibago, bakit kamo? Kasi kulang, kulang na kulang yung kikitain ko ngayong araw. Ginastos ko na kahapon yung pinambili ko ng ulam. Mahal kong Pilipinas, mahal mo ba ako? Malapit nang maputas ang chinelas, pero mahirap pa rin tayo. Walang makain, walang hirahan, ang hirap humanap ng pagkakitaan. Bakit ganito? Bakit? Oh! Mahal ko Pilipinas, mahal mo ba ako? Malapit nang maputas ang chinelas, pero mahirap pa rin.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.